What are we looking at there as far as statistics in Fairhope here?
Well, in April we had 2,193 calls. Those calls resulted in 225 reports being done, 88 arrests, which resulted in 151 charges. The biggest increase we had in all of those for the month was 56 of those were drug arrests.
Okay.
So those have gone up some.
Drug arrests have gone up. Okay. You know, we say we're not living in Kansas anymore. That kind of thing is going up incrementally, I guess.
Yeah, and it's not just here. It's everywhere.
It's everywhere.
You know, it's one of those things that changes nationally. It's not just on a local level.
Uh-huh. Now, are you finding that is with like the illicit drugs, like the crack, the cocaine, that kind of thing, or is there more prescribed drugs?
It's a little bit of all.
Okay.
You know, it all kind of runs hand in hand. Some of it is the prescription drugs that rolls into some of the harder stuff over time, but mm-hmm. right now it's kind of a mixture of both.
Okay. Okay. Just kind of a bad thing. What about break-ins and
I'll hit some of the highlights with you. Over the month of April, we had 18 domestic violence reports, 17 thefts. The drugs, like I said, was 48 reports done with a total of 56 arrests done on that. Criminal mischief was only 6, which, you know, that could be anything minor, you know, a busted window, things like
yeah.
that, which was down, you know, what, 2 months ago we had the kids that rode around with the BB guns and shot out all the windows.
Mm-hmm.
We had 11 public intoxications, 14 harassments. This one has kind of gone up, and you're starting to see a few more of them, the frauds and scams, the forgeries, the ID thefts, things like that.
Okay.
Right now, one of our big ones we're having is the unemployment scam. People are using your identity to get unemployment checks in your name.
Oh, wow.
You get notified, you know, about your unemployment that you're not actually drawing.
You're not drawing. Somebody else is using your ID and drawing unemployment that should be coming to you. But is not, and so now there's a record of you drawing unemployment.
Right, okay. And some of the folks that we're getting reports from are actually working. They haven't even applied for unemployment. So, you know, they're having to go back and do documentation, and we send it to the state, and it's more or less to cover them.
Yeah,
to
in
show
case they
we
ever
didn't do
need
this.
It. Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
We had 40 reports done for failure to appear, so, you know, a lot of people not showing up for court right now for some reason.
Okay.
With those 40, you know, there were, of course, 40 arrests. We had 7 arrested on domestic violence charges, 3 on burglary charges, and out of 7 burglaries reported, we made 3 arrests on those. Some of those are multiple burglaries that roll into one arrest.
Okay.
So the numbers kind of look off a little bit.
Okay.
So overall, we had a pretty good month. You know, we also mixed in there arts and crafts, which a lot of people came to. It was a great turnout.
Yeah. Any idea what kind of numbers we had for arts and crafts? Or?
I don't. Saturday was a really good day. Friday was a good day. Of course, the rain kind of messed us up some
mm-hmm.
a couple of days, especially Sunday, and it closed early. But as long as the sun was out, we had a great crowd. And I say great because we had very few problems.
You know, oh, that's good.
The biggest issue we had was a couple minor parking issues. We
okay.
were able to get those worked out. You know, it was a great weekend for everybody.
Yeah, we warn everybody, you know, pre-festival, you know, move your cars. They're going to get towed. You know, if you're in the route, you are going to get towed. No ifs, ands, or buts. We try and warn everybody, you know, hey, you know, move your car. Don't park there.
And we appreciate that because we do the same, and we try to find the owners before we tow them. And actually this year, you know, prior to the show when we closed down, there were very few cars towed, probably 7 or 8, which
okay.
is, you know, not many in the scheme of things of what we have to get moved. During the festival, there probably was 2 or 3, but not many at all. We, you know, you try to get around those situations because people are here to have a good time
right.
and spend some money, so you try to get around that.
And there's always that one guy who says, well, I'm going to park there. I know it's not a space, but I'm just going to be here for a minute. You know,
yes, there's always
yeah.
that one. And
always that one.
You know, you get some that want to park in somebody else's yard and block their driveway. We had one of those, which we got it worked out, so it's not a big issue. But
mm-hmm.
With the number of people we had in town, you couldn't ask for any better.
Good, good. The mayor and City Council President Jack Burrell were both singing your praises about the way y'all held security overnight and stuff, making sure everybody's stuff stayed safe. You know, it's kind of an unsung thing. But, you know, the safety throughout the festival, both while there were people there and when there wasn't, you know, providing security there was a good job. So,
well, and we appreciate people noticing that. And we appreciate the mayor and them noticing it and speaking on it, mm-hmm. Because we do put a lot of time in. Our guys take pride in what they do. They enjoy what they do. I was looking forward to arts and crafts because you do get to see people you normally don't get to see. You get mm-hmm. to have a little fun. Like I say, everybody's attitudes were good down there, so it was fun getting to carry on with everybody.
Okay. We mentioned a minute ago about the scams and such. What can be done to prevent if you get scammed, like the unemployment scam? What can you do to prevent that?
It's very hard to prevent it. You know, if you put your information online, and a lot of times, I mean, you can take the latest situation that we talked about earlier with the gas stations when the pipeline and all of that was hacked.
Mm-hmm.
There's always somebody looking for a way to get your information. And as long as you put it in your phone, in your iPad, anything like that, and you're online with it, there's a chance somebody's going to get it. You know, they're going to use it however they want to get what they want, such as the money in these scams and stuff. The main thing is when you find it and you know you didn't do it, call us and let us at least document it in a report.
Okay.
With the latest, with the unemployment stuff, we do our reports. The state gets notified. So there is record that goes there to help cover you to say, I didn't do this,
mm-hmm.
and kind of get it off of you. So always document it. Never hurts to do a documentation report. It only takes a matter of a few minutes.
Okay. Okay, and folks just need to protect themselves as best they can. What about email scams? Or is there seems like there's always something going on. I get one from time to time. You know, my Netflix account is messed up, and I need to email them, you know, and as soon as you click on that email, well, they've got you, you know. Because
they do, and all they're searching for is a credit card number, or your, you know, account number, anything that they can tie into money. So the best rule of thumb there, and a lot of them are also on your cell phone, the phone calls. If you haven't had problems with Netflix, or you haven't called them, or you don't have that, because a lot of times it's just, you know, random calls that go out or emails, you may not even have that account. Don't pay it any attention. Don't respond to it. Just delete it. You know, if it's on your cell phone, block the number.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a lot of them come in that are your car insurance and or your car warranty,
car warranty,
of that. If it's not something that you're having trouble with, don't pay it any attention. Delete it. Move on. You know, ignore them because they are hunting your information. I mean, I've got a 2001 truck. My warranty's been up for years, but
I get
those calls daily.
Every day.
And I do. I have a little fun, and I mess with them. You know, and they'll usually end up hanging up. So you're wasting their time. They're not getting your money. They're uh-huh. not going to talk to you.
Yeah, hand the phone to your five-year-old.
Oh, absolutely. give them an earful.
Okay. That sounds good. let's see. You mentioned a minute ago the gas pipeline. How is Fairhope fixed for gas? I know the other night we had a lot of folks in lining up and stuff. I understand there's several areas that are actually out of gas temporarily until they get the truck in the next morning. How's Fairhope seem to be situated?
Monday night it was busy. All the gas stations were wrapped up. As of yesterday morning, it looked a lot better. Apparently, some of them started getting gas back in. They're open as normal.
Mm-hmm.
I know my 16-year-old texted yesterday afternoon after school and said, hey, got right into the gas station, got gas, I'm headed home.
Okay.
So it's gotten a lot better. Looking this morning, you know, there was a few cars at the pumps, but everything seems to be back to normal.
Okay. Okay. Well, the important thing for me was not so much that they had the gas, but they've got those little chocolate Reese's sticks. You know, if they run out of those, I'm going to declare an emergency.
You sound like me. Okay. It's the peanut butter cups
yeah,
for
it's
me.
Yeah, the peanut butter cups. Okay. Anything else going on that we need to find out about or folks need to know about?
The only things I can think of is this Thursday night, we have the spring football game up at the stadium,
okay.
So we'll have a crowd there. And then Tuesday night, we have graduation. So we'll have another crowd up there Tuesday night at Volanta.
Okay. So use caution when driving up at by Volanta. Be prepared for slowdowns as people are coming in. If you're in line, be patient. They're going to get you parked as quickly as they can. They've got to get 1,000 or so people in there, one car at a time. So.
Absolutely. And if you don't have anything to do, like I say, football's tomorrow night. Come hang out with us.
Okay. Sounds good. Fairhope Police Lieutenant Shane Nolte, any other further comments or anything that you wanted to put on?
No, sir.
Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you for your time and for the great job that y'all do. It's nice not hearing about our police department in the news.
We love our police department not being in the news.
Yeah. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing. You know, you hear so much about the national situation, and you hear stories, and you know what? There's 1,000 police departments that you never hear anything about, and that's the way most of them are. And you know, y'all do a good job. I like it that you have. How many traffic stops did you have?
The traffic stops aren't on here, but there's a bunch of traffic stops. Each month, we would probably go through several thousand traffic stops with the number of officers we have.
Right, and you might have 1,000 traffic stops and only 500 tickets. Which is I think it's wonderful, because I've known police departments, or I've known cities, municipalities that use their police department as a revenue generator. You know, giving people tickets is how the city paid its bills, and y'all don't do that.
No, sir. Our main goal is to make sure the public's safe, and if that means making a traffic stop and issuing a ticket, that's what they'll do. You mentioned a while ago about not being in the news and how our department is, and that's the community in general. Mm-hmm. Our community takes good care of us. They think a lot of us. And we really appreciate that. I mean, it means a lot to know that the community's behind us and supports us and thinks highly of us. We've got great council, you know, great mayor that, you know, takes care of us and looks out for us. So we couldn't ask for any better in our town.
Okay. Oh, and I did notice that you have several radar signs up that post your speed limit on several different streets now. Y'all move those around, and I'll put those in different places. And just, you know, for the folks at home, that is not a way to get a new high score.
No, it's strictly to let you realize just how fast you're going in some of those areas. They are put in some of our higher traffic areas or areas we're having problems in. So it is to draw your attention to, look, you're going too fast. We need you to slow down.
Yeah, and some of those you don't think about. You know, you're doing 30 miles an hour, and you go down a hill, and suddenly you're doing 35 or 40, your foot's not even on the gas. The car just naturally speeds up going down the hill, and you're doing 40 miles an hour in a 25 zone. So, yeah.
It can happen in a hurry.
Yeah, it can happen quick. So, okay. Thank you, Shane. We appreciate you being in here. Anything else you wanted to bring up?
No, sir. I appreciate y'all having me.
You are always welcome. Always
Thanks,
welcome.
Sir.
And that red Charger out front, that is a law-abiding vehicle there. Just to pass that on.
I appreciate it.
Okay. Fairhope Police Lieutenant Shane Nolte right here on 1480 WABF.
Haven't seen you in a while. How've you been? Have you changed your style? And do you think that we've grown up differently?